Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 344. What did the believing thief see? An old poem glories in the cross of Christ towering over the wrecks of time. There at his cross all humankind line up under two clearly demarcated categories. We all are defined as thieves, either 1, the repentant one who begged Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom, or 2, the unrepentant one who refused to believe what his fellow thief had seen, that the one between them was indeed the Savior of the world. No third person was crucified that day. We are all there on his right or left. What did the believing thief see? Don't despise his understanding. The greatest scholars in the world can humble themselves to learn from him. You can learn to see a lot of theology in just a few moments when you are crucified side by side with the Son of God, if you will believe. Truth flashed into the mind of that thief, this man in their midst is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Savior of the world, Paul's Savior of all men. He is the second or last Adam who has reversed all the condemnation that the first Adam brought on the human race. Anyone can learn an enormous lot when at last he faces the real thing known as death. The repentant thief saw that when Christ took away the verdict of condemnation that Adam brought on us all, he gave us instead forgiveness, his verdict of acquittal. Don't underestimate that saved man's knowledge. Jesus gave him an A+ that morning. His curse was transformed into justification. Any theological seminary would be honored to have that repentant thief as a professor. But if we see that Christ has given us all the gift of justification to life, is that a heresy, being born justified? It's not heresy. We are all born condemned in Adam. So why can't we be born justified in Christ if He is the Savior of the world, the Savior of all men? You believe like the one thief, or you disbelieve like the other,